Greetings to you once again, my brothers and my sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in that name that is above every other name. At the name of Jesus Christ, every knee bows, every tongue confesses, because He, the Lord Jesus, He indeed is Lord. He's above it all, and in Him we live, we move, and we have our being. And I greet you amidst all that takes place on this earth at such a time as this, as we look to the author and the finisher of our faith, for Him to accomplish that which He started in us and through us. Yep, oh my gosh, many, many, many things going, many, many, many things on the horizon, many, many, many things that God intends for us to be aware but not distracted, but we're engaged, all right? We are involved. And God has us in the world, but we're not of the world. But we are here, and we are doing something that God intends for us to be doing. You know, sometimes it does get very frustrating because, you know, we encounter the oppression, we encounter the blocks, we encounter things that have been put in place in the realm of the Spirit to stop, to hinder, to cause problems and issues. Where there doesn't need to be a problem, there doesn't need to be an issue, and yet we experience one. We go through frustrations. We go through attacks, witchcraft attacks. We go through blocks and hindrances. We go through disappointments. And sometimes the disappointments come from unmet expectations. Sometimes you got to ask yourself, where do those expectations come from in the first place? Were those some things that God had put forward for you that were frustrated? Or were those things that you had created for yourself and the world had created in your own mind that now you were expecting God to bless something that you had come up with yourself? Which, you know, that's not going to happen. You know, there's a lot of times there's things that if you got your own way, if you got what you thought you wanted, you would have ended up destroying yourself. So you should thank God when things don't work out sometimes, because He's probably sparing you from you. So, you know, we don't want to be caught up and destroyed in our own thinking. There's a way that seems right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. We don't want to be caught up and destroyed in our own thinking, our own thought process, our own ideas, our own plans. You know, many are the plans in the minds of men, but the direction is what comes from God. You want His direction. You want that word that comes from Him so that you can be engaged on the things that He says is important. Not your own mind, not your own agenda, because you know what? Take your own agenda out to the farthest degree. Okay, you do everything, you get whatever it is. Where does that end up? You know, so often the things that we can come up with are very limited, very very short-sighted, very base in the outcome. You know, so you get the girl, so you get the job, you get the promotion. You have a lot of money in the bank. Okay, now what are you going to do with that? Now what? You know, oh, you're respected. Oh, you've got a bunch of likes. You got a bunch of likes. Now what? You know, do you even know if those likes are people or are they robots? You know, it's amazing that a number can have such an impact. But... you know, we struggle with this a bit because, yeah, this is where we are. I mean, every one of us, we want to work. We would love to work in something where we see the fruits of our labor, where what we do is compensated and rewarded accordingly for the value that we create, where we're fulfilled in what we do, because we don't want to put in your labor and your time and your energy into something that is frivolous and meaningless. Solomon struggled with that. You know, he struggled with the, you know, all of the things that he had done and put his time and energy into. It was meaningless. You know, all of it in the end He said, now here's the conclusion of the matter. Fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For God will bring every work into judgment, whether it be good or whether it be evil. You know, that's the conclusion of the matter. And God, that was wisdom after He'd been through a lot of experiences. You know, we have to have some wisdom after we go through a lot of experiences to know and understand that God's word, plan, purpose is right, true, just. You know, we need to transition from man-made thinking into kingdom plans and kingdom purposes. And that's something too, you guys, I want you to start allowing your minds to think in that direction. Because our goal is not to save the world system. Our goal is to be in connection with the King of Kings and to do what the King of Kings would have us to do and move forward in what His agenda is, His plan, His purpose. So ours is to advance the King and the Kingdom as He grows and fills the whole earth. Not to perpetuate, you know, or to fix the sinking ship. Listen, the Titanic is going to go down. And as it goes down, it's going to be a bit of a mess. But God is going to take care of His people. Listen, when God set the slaves free from Egypt, that was quite a turbulent experience. All right? Extremely turbulent. When God set the children of Israel free from Egypt, I mean, everything got tore up. You know, there was darkness in the land, there were flies, there were locusts, there was, you know, all the waters turned to blood. I mean, it was some heavy days. But in the middle of that, always look and always recognize that God took care of His people. God watched over His communities, you know, but they had to obey Him. They had to follow Him. They had to trust Him. And He told them, look, like when the angel of death was going through, He said, look, don't come out of the door of your house. Put the blood on the door of the house and don't come out. If you come out, you know, while the angel's passing through, it's going to be on your head if you die. So there were instructions that God gave for the children to survive in that turbulent time. There were instructions. When the hail was coming, people got their, those that listened got their cattle out of the fields. Those that did not left them there and they all died. There were instructions. There were things to do. There were things to do in the natural, you guys. So you need to be mindful of that. God will give you instructions for things to do in the natural so that you can continue on, so that you don't suffer unnecessary loss, so that you make adjustments as time goes on, so that you can not just survive, but you can thrive. When the children of Israel left Egypt, they left in a strong position. They thrived in their position when they left Egypt. You know, they did not leave Egypt feeble. They left Egypt victorious with the very hand of God guiding them out. And yes, Egypt tried to pursue after them, realizing that they had lost their workforce and all the rest of it, but God fought for them. God will fight for you, but you got to do your part. You got to listen. You have to obey. And you know, every time that the children of Israel complained, it was not a good thing. And you know, that's an easy thing for us in our human nature to default to start complaining. Very easy for us to do, very counterproductive. Counterproductive. Listen, it's one thing for you to say, God, I'm struggling with this. That's fine. That's not complaining. That's casting your cares upon Him because He cares for you. But complaining is, like the children of Israel said, why did you bring us out here in the desert to die? Isn't there enough graves in Egypt? There's a complaint for you. There's an accusation for you. There is ingratitude for you. Look at all of what God had done for them and how quickly they forgot. As soon as they got hungry, as soon as they got thirsty, as soon as they got to a place where things got a bit tough, they accused God and they longed for their slavery once again. To the point where God's decision was, you know what, I'm just going to wipe out this entire generation. I'm going to fulfill my promise. My promise is going to come to pass, absolutely. But it's going to be for their kids. Everybody that believed me, and Joshua and Caleb, because I've got a way of taking care of mine, and those that believe my word, I will separate them. But all these guys that said they could never do it. All right, you're right. You'll never do it. Your kids will. The nation will, but you won't. Your kids will. The nation will, but you won't. You know, I don't know if people, if they don't realize the fact that God can easily make a distinction between you and somebody else. He doesn't have to do a collective judgment, you know. He can very easily just assign something straight to you or straight to somebody else. And he can bless and bless and bless and strike down and then bless and bless people in a different row. Do you not realize that? If every fingertip can be unique, every person be unique, you don't think that God can then individually mete out blessings and curses, judgments and strengthening and building up? You know, God works on a custom level with each person, according to each man's works, according to each man and woman's choices, decisions, heart. Yes, there are consequences for places and areas, absolutely. But God is also extremely customizing in the way that He does things. You know, a city can be saved and a pot can fall off and knock somebody on the head and take care of that one person. You know, it's crazy. It's incredible. But we live in an incredible dynamic. So the dynamic that we live in, your goal, my goal, is to be in step with the Spirit of the living God, to do what He has for us to do, to trust Him, and to not lean on our own understanding and our own devices. Are you struggling with something? Okay. Good. I am too. So what do we do with that struggle? Father, in Jesus' name, this is what I'm struggling with. Lord, would you please help me? Would you please show me? Would you please lead me? Would you please guide me? Would you please help me? Better yet, Lord, you do it through me, because I'm engrafted into you. So let your life, the life that we now live, be the life that we have and have been found in Christ. Lord, let what we do right now be what you want us to do. Have your will, your way, your plan, your purpose. In Jesus' name. You know, with what we're facing in this day and age, you can't do it in your own strength. And you cannot do it in your own wisdom and your own understanding. That is absolutely for sure. It's going to have to be the Spirit guiding you and you listening to the voice of the Spirit. Because, okay, so referencing Bishop Conko's interviews ages ago, and, you know, from his own experiences from the 80s when he stepped into the spirit realm and all the things that were going on in that realm, which he discussed openly as a man that had come out of four generations of witchcraft. I believe he was going to be the fifth generation witch doctor in his own family. Very powerful. And when he was coming out, what he had seen and known and understood, he made known to the body of Christ for our reference and our understanding. And he discussed part of it. He discussed psychic computers. Well, when the interview was aired, that kind of talk would have seemed so futuristic. Well, here you go. That's where you are today. I mean, he talked about if you just want something, the second that you think it, it's just there. You can, it just comes to you, you know. And like, where are we? Well, we're already in the place where you got one-day delivery. We're already in the place where you have one-hour delivery, potentially. We're already in the place where things are being recommended to you based on your patterns and your usage, where whatever you want is already there before you even want it, because they know you. So this is just, and this is increasing at an exponential rate. How will you live in the middle of that? Well, for the child of the living God, you better be listening to the voice of the Holy Spirit. Because he's the only one that can show you what to do to break out of that slave system, to break out of that bondage. And God will have you do things that would completely surprise, completely shock, completely dumbfound and confound their system. Because it doesn't work. Okay, so for example, part of their system relies on pattern recognition. Relies on routine, relies on the way that you consistently relate to and do certain things. But what happens when you listen to the voice of the Spirit of God? You may do one thing a certain way 1,000 times, and then God will instruct you and you'll do it a different way. I mean, I remember for myself, you know, I used to, back in the day, I'd get up, go and read my Bible and pray, and you know, I had my pattern. And then one morning, I was about to go into that same pattern, and God spoke to me before I even started. He's like, nope, get up and go. Told me where to go, and I did it. And then once I got there, I met two people, and those two people would be very instrumental in what I would do work-wise for a number of years after that. That was God's timing, God's purpose, God's plan, God's intention. And had I done my regular pattern and been fixed that I have to do this like this because this is how I always do everything, I would have missed it. And I would have missed what God intended for me in that time. So, for us, brothers and sisters, don't miss it. If you listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit, He will instruct you, He will lead you, He will guide you, He will show you. And as you do, you will also confound the wisdom of this age. Because you do the things that they don't expect you to do. You do the things that they don't anticipate you to do. You'll go right 1,000 times and then you'll go left. But you got to listen to the Spirit of God. You don't do these things in your own understanding. You don't do these things in your own recognizance. So, yeah. Now we're in a space. You've got to listen to the Holy Spirit. You've got to trust Him. You need to know how He works in your life, what He's showing you, and what His intentions are for you. It helps to know how you're wired. Helps to know what God has put in you that causes you to be fulfilled and for your gifts and your talents and your abilities to be put to work. Helps to have all of that, to know all of that. But you want to put things to work. You know, God gave man work, gave women work from the start. From the very start. You know, God gave us ways to create value, to do things. And He intends that you put your labor to put it into the kingdom. He intends that you would do the things that are kingdom works. And kingdom work will be what God wants it to be. Not as the world would think, because the world would think if you're going to do kingdom work, well, you better become a pastor or you better become a missionary. Because those are the only things that are acceptable in their system. And even there, there's their pecking order. But a kingdom work is whatever He says goes. And if God tells you, I want you to go and be a construction worker, and you decide to become a pastor, you've missed it. If God tells you, you know, I want you to go out and become an architect, but you go and become a missionary, you've missed it. Why? Because He knows how He wants things to be. And He may have far more purpose for you as an architect than you would ever find as a missionary. He may have far more purpose for you as a business person or an aid worker than you would ever find as a pastor. So, it just, you've got to trust Him, but you've also got to know how to let go. Let go of your own intentions, let go of your own purposes, let go of your own understanding, and allow God to have His way. Everything is really quite amazing right now. Yeah, you know, I will not take away one bit from the struggles that we all face. It's tough, all right? You get it. It is extremely tough right now. But don't lose heart. Be encouraged. Know that God causes all things to work together for the good of the called according to His purpose. Causes it to work together for the good of the called. You, my brother, you, my sister, you are the called. Those listening to this day that love the Lord Jesus Christ and have received Him in their heart, that know that Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God, this revelation has been made inside of you. Yeah, you know, you have what you need. So move forward in that. Trust. Know that God is in control and He'll take care of His people. As God takes care, do the part that you need to do. Do it in boldness, do it in strength, and do it glorifying the living God. And God that is taking care of you will carry it on and move it all forward to completion. So with that, we love you guys. Praying for you. In fact, pray for you now. Father, in Jesus' name, I pray for my brothers. I pray for my sisters. Lord, in Jesus' name, I pray that You bless them, keep them, strengthen them all. Strengthen us all in Your word, Your plan, Your purpose. Father, Your kingdom come. Your will be done, we pray in Jesus' name. We love You, Father. Anybody that's sick in their body, in Jesus' name right now, be healed. Anybody that is struggling emotionally, financially, spiritually, relationally, Father, give them relief and release in Jesus' name. Be with us, Lord, as we go forward, and we go forward trusting You. Father, we love You, we trust You, we go on in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hey, we love you guys. God bless you. Drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. Say hi. You can always catch us there at our website, too, faithmix.com. Talk to you guys again sometime really soon. We love you. God bless you. Bye.